The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, there's a new app out today. Or actually, it was out yesterday. We just didn't get to it yesterday. Basically, this is kind of spring cleaning for your Facebook account. it's called Clear. Was created by a guy whose name was Ethan Zarhor. After he was fired from a top job in politics for offensive Facebook posts, it will automatically scan for possible offensive terms such as gay, as well as swear words. The app scans your language for negative sounding or angry posts, and once posts are flagged, you can opt to delete them directly without the app. It works with Instagram and Twitter, and they're testing at this moment at HeyClear, HeyClear.com. Dear. I mean, that's a sign of the times, don't you think?
Yeah.
An app so that your idiotic responses aren't going to come back and haunt you. Well, and the point is sarcasm isn't going to get picked up, right?
Right.
It's, and if you say, wow, you're really a sweetie pie, sugar plum, it's not going to be picked up. And if you're being sarcastic to somebody who's responded to you, I mean, they said every millennial is now entering the workforce and maybe even a senior position. Everything that they've sent online for the last 10 years is still there. And that's a new thing for this generation. Like, wake up and smell, the eggshells, the coffee grounds, and the cantaloupe rinds, folks. I've been saying this for what, like, at least a decade. Of what people put on Facebook is much more than what the NSA will ever figure out about any of us, right, folks? You need to understand that what you think is cute when you're 15 may not be considered quite so cute when you're 25, let alone your employer. All right. So, speaking of which, you were going to do an email here.
Yes.
Alrighty.
This is an email from Jacqueline, and Jacqueline says, Dr. Joy, I love your program. I have to listen to it on podcast, and I think you rock.
Well, thank you.
She says, both of my parents are deceased. My mom died when I was 17. Alcohol and water don't mix. My father died recently. Before my dad died, he reluctantly confirmed my suspicion that my mom wanted to abort me. My mom provided no early childhood education and no nurturing. I never remember being held or touched in a positive way. Even when I was sick, no comfort. Do you have any advice for me to get over my anger, resentment, and grief at what was absolute neglect by this woman? I have already been in therapy, but I never really focused on this. My future was seriously affected by the lack of childhood teaching and nurturing.
Okay. First of all, your dad is a horse's patootie. I mean, that's really inappropriate to say. I mean, I have no idea what the circumstances were, but, you're a grown woman now, and I don't know whether you have children. I don't know if you've ever been pregnant unexpectedly, but the notion that, oh, gee, I may not want to be pregnant right now has probably occurred to everybody, or almost everybody who was ever pregnant, which doesn't mean, I mean, the point is she didn't abort you, all right? And your father telling you that is really tacky. And inappropriate and self-serving. So I think you really need to kind of take that out of the... and your mother may not have been the world's best mom. You may not have been an easy child to be snuggly with. I mean, look, that's then. What you need to do now is make up, instead of making a list of being angry with your mom or even angry with your dad, which I think is probably a better placed... kind of notion, as you know, 17-year-olds, because you've been there, and if you're ever around a 17-year-old people are not the world's easiest people to get along with, number one. Number two, 17-year-olds and their moms are notoriously at each other's throat. And I'm sorry that the two of you didn't have the time to sort through what very likely could have been a significantly different and hopefully better relationship than you have now. But what you need to do, and let me give you an example, which maybe is a little easier to look at because it's not directly you. When my daughter was young, we lived across the country. We lived a very far distance away from both sets of grandparents. And I didn't grow up I had three sets of grandparents, but for most of my life, did not grow up around any of them. When I was in high school, I guess junior high school and high school, I was around two sets of them. But, you know, by then you're, and then I had lots of brothers and sisters and they had lots of grandchildren. So, and I really had fantasized and idealized, I think, what a relationship with grandparents should be. And so I wanted this for my daughter. But we lived very far away from both sets of grandparents. And one set of grandparents were never going to be the touchy-feely, you know, idealized. And the other had, even they lived very far away. And I had lots of brothers and sisters. And they had grandchildren who were around them. And to a certain extent, they were very hands-on around those grandchildren. My daughter and I lived very far away. And we just didn't have the money to sort of be there. I mean, look, the grandparent that my parents were best at were my nieces in particular that lived like 10 minutes away. And so they saw them on a, if not daily, at least weekly basis. And there was just no way to compete with that. But what I understood was I really wanted that relationship, probably partially for myself, but mostly for my daughter. So what I did was I looked around for people that were kind of grandparent-y age and had a situation where they were the kind of people who wanted to nurture, that for whatever reason, either they didn't have children, they didn't have grandchildren, or they were as far away from their grandchildren as I was from my daughter's grandparents, and kind of adopted them. And, you know, invited them to my daughter's, you know, events, whether it was graduation from her swim class when she was 6 weeks old, or had them over for holidays. And they became surrogate grandparents to her. And you could argue, well, yeah, but that's not the same. And it isn't. But it was close. And it sort of served that need. It also not only served my daughter's needs, but served mine a little bit in that there was somebody to make a fuss over my child, to be with around on holidays of another generation, to have that additional wisdom that somebody who's already been there and done it, or at least potentially experienced it, brings to the party. And so what I'm saying at this moment is figure out what it is that you would like to someone to do for you now. And I don't want to hear you whine of, yeah, but that was then and this is now, because you can't undo that. But what you can do is figure out, for example, an older person, an older woman, who might be willing to go to movies with you, or teach you to knit, or go to fashion shows with you, or tell you to help you to go shop for a bathing suit, or go and have a mani-pedi with you, or even spend Mother's Day with you. You spend Mother's Day with her. So I think what we can do is replicate what we want in this life. And it's, again, one of my mantras is to be specific. And the more specific you are, the more specific you're going to be able to sort of serve this need. But I do think that you need to put your father's really very wicked comment in context, in that your mother may have not been a terribly nurturing person, but in fact she did not abort you. And there were women who did, who decided for whatever reason that they could not bring up a child, and your mother did. And she may not have been terrific, but she probably did the best she could. And she probably didn't bear you the ill will that you think she did. And I'm not, again, you know, I think you did. I don't remember if you said your father was alive or not. I think you said just before he died. But you have to remember, just before people die, they are not necessarily their most cogent self. If he's still alive, I would sort of ask him why he told you that, because it's, you know, I mean, as I said, my joke with my daughter at one point was, we were talking about children, and she said, well, you know, I love my dogs, but I'm not, you know, every once in a while I think about leaving them beside the road. And I said, oh, honey, I felt that way about you all the time. And I was partially kidding and partially not. But the point is that, that parenting is a tough job, and most of us are ill-prepared to do it. So what you need to do is figure out what you need replicated in your life and go about achieving that. Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Across America. America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good point. 855-993-7569. Christine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's a thrill to be talking to you and an honor. I just wish it wasn't about a problem. I have a question with regards to a 14-year-old son, my 14-year-old son. He's a child of divorce. I'm remarried, divorced for 7 years, remarried for two. And he has asked permission to go to his father's 50th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And his father and I had a nasty divorce and haven't had very good communication in the interim. And my son waited for a response, and I said, listen, you can go from this time to this time. And very politely, very democratically, very maturely, he decided to look me in the eye last night and say, Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't want it to come to this. I didn't want to be this guy. I don't want to be that teenager. But I'm going to go to the party, and I'm going to stay till it's done. And that's it. And it took me back because I thought, wow, he's really telling me he's going to do it whether I like it or not. But he's not slamming the door. He's not swearing at me. He's not yelling at me. And he's being very diplomatic about it. And I've got a conundrum. I'm stuck. I didn't know what to say.
Fair enough. All right, let's walk through this. Let me start with why the divorce?
Controlling, abusive, verbally, etc.
So it was your choice to leave.
Yes, ma'am.
And he fought it?
No, he didn't fight it because I believe there was things that he was going on with as well. So
why was the divorce so unpleasant if you wanted out and he didn't fight you on it?
Well, let me give you a quick rundown of personality. He does not like to lose, and so therefore the entire thing, everything became a constant argument, a fight, so that he basically could be on top. I want to win, I want to win, I want small things.
All right, so what were the issues that became argumentative?
Oh, anything from the time for drop-off to the location for drop-off to an after-school activity to how much hockey was going to cost to, we're going to do this kind of hockey, not that kind of hockey. And it was just every little tidbitty thing. It's almost just to be difficult on purpose, I guess.
So what was your stance about these, to fight him on it or just to go along with it?
Well, I used to go along with everything. And then I got divorced, and I started to stand up a little bit more. Well, he wasn't used to that. So by standing up a little bit more and sort of not just saying, yes, okay, I started to say, well, you know what, how about not that because of this? And he didn't like that. So he didn't like to lose.
So give me an example. Has there been anything recent that the two of you have disagreed about?
Yes, recently... there was, he tried to change some sort of visitation for Christmas time through the court, which he lost. But it came down to he wanted it altered from the original separation agreement, and the court said, no, we're not doing that.
But that wasn't a disagreement with you because he went through the courts and the court said no.
The court said no, but it was... I was not agreeing to what he wanted to do, so he took it one step farther, to a point where I had a lawyer and waited.
All right, Shiver, listen. I hear that. Let me just give you sort of a philosophical overview, and then I'm going to deal specifically with your issue that I know you want to deal with here. But this is kind of, and you're not going to necessarily be thrilled with me at this moment, but see if you can pardon? You're new coming in, all right.
I know, I'm phoning to get exactly what I know you're going to say. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right, here's the deal. Because we're going to deal with this on two different levels. One is your level with your son, and one is your level with your ex. And they're not separate. As I think you understand on a gut level, because that's what you told me in the fact that his stance comes around his father's birthday party. It's not coincidental, but it's they're part and parcel of the same thing. I hear that you rolled over and played dead for a long time and then decided not going to do that anymore. But as I'm sure you're aware, because if nothing else, you watch your kid. And he's doing a pretty good job of it, incidentally. When we go from being childlike to standing up for ourselves, quite often we haven't found the middle ground. We don't know exactly what to do. And because it's unfamiliar to us, the best metaphor I can give you is Fashion Week. When those designers put that stuff on the runway, the assumption is not that anybody's going to buy that outfit. First of all, those women are coat hangers. Second of all, nobody's going to wear those. But they're giving you an idea. And so you get that idea, and the idea of a designer is we have to do something new because I want to sell new stuff. If it looks like last year's, they're just going to buy last year's stuff, or if they've already bought, they're going to buy anything new. So the whole point is to do something different so somebody will buy something. And so they exaggerate. And then what happens in the store is some kind of middle ground between people who like Calvin Klein and people who are not going to wear feathers in their eyebrows. All right? And that's the idea.
Okay.
You got feathers in your eyebrows, I'm afraid, right now. And I get that for years you were the doormat, and you don't want to be a doormat anymore. But between a doormat and fighting about everything is a middle ground. And I think my sort of, and I know it's been a while, but I think, and unfortunately you have a new marriage, and so you've got a colleague on your side who's saying, don't let him get away with this. You need to not listen to that, because your current husband has a vested interest in being supportive on your side, and being opposed to his rival who was there first. So you have to discount, and which means probably not share with your husband what's going on, because he's not going to be the... He's only got two choices. He's got three choices. One is to be silent, which you're not going to go along with. One is to try and negotiate with you, which you're also not going to be happy with, because you're going to say, whose side are you on? So his only stance is to say, you're right, get him, go for his jugular. And that may also fit into your husband's agenda, because men tend to be a little bloodthirsty around rivals and whatever. So you're going to have to discount that. All right, which means that you need to have some other resource, and it could be a girlfriend who is
his objective.
Exactly. I was going to point, of me saying, Christine. All right, so having said that, you need to put that somewhere in your, you know, left or right cortex, or your corpus callosum, or wherever you're going to, or your left earlobe, wherever it's going to be accessible to you, to say, wait a minute, is this really worth fighting for? Because we're not dealing with philosophy here, we're dealing with life. And sometimes if he says, well, I want to pick him up at 3, and you're saying, damn it, it's supposed to be 2, you can either say, look, 3 is fine, or 2:30 would work for me, you tell me which will work best. Which instantly makes you not, you know, not a doormat, but reasonable, and not having feathers in your eyebrows, because you're not saying, okay, whatever he wants, I'm against. All right, so that's all right. Now let's move on to young son.
Yes.
All right, when we come back, what I want you to tell me is what time the party is, what time you said, and what time he wants. And then I've got another little thrilling thing to bring to the mix as well. So stay tuned for me.
Excellent.
I know you can hardly wait. Your palms are sweaty. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. We're talking with Christine, who's divorced for 7 years, remarried for 2, has a 14-year-old son who wants to go to his daddy's 50th birthday party, and Christine said okay. What hours did you okay, and what hours does he want to go?
The party apparently begins around 4-ish, and he's not sure when it'll go to, and I allowed 4 till 7:30, which is a regular visitation night on a non-custodial week.
And he wants to stay till when?
It's done.
Does he want to do sleep, stay over?
No, he just suggested that he wanted to stay till it was finished.
How's he going to get home?
That's a good question. I asked him the same thing. I said, well, if you're, you know, bound and determined to go no matter what, have you thought of an arrangement as to how to get home? Well, I'll walk. No, he won't walk.
Well, how far is it?
Yeah, you know, and now he's desperate for, he's getting one thing out of the way, I think, and he's not obviously thought the full plan through.
Well, that's okay. But then, look, all right, first of all, basically he's right. I mean, this is a party, and he's going to feel like he's a baby if he has to come home at 7:30. So, and I think you're asking, first of all, I think kudos to your kid, because he's not slamming out, he's not being sneaky.
Yeah.
He's saying, Mom, look, this is important to me, and we need to, and you know, I mean, he's got feathers in his eyebrows, too. He's, because he hasn't really figured out exactly how to negotiate yet, but he's doing a relatively good job, considering he's brand new at this, and he's 14, and you're his mom. So he said, look, this... Because if he were a little older, what he might say is, Mom, look, this is, you know, a once in a 50-year event. Coming home at 7:30 is kind of silly. Or, you know, I'd really like to stay until 10:30 or 11. And what I need to do is figure out either how to get home or to spend the night and have you pick me up the next day. But, I mean, that would be giving him, I mean, you know, 40-year-olds don't talk like that. So he hasn't done a terrible job. And I think you're wise for not sort of, instead of responding and saying, I'm the mom, you're not going to tell me what to do. So good for you.
No.
All right. So the question is, how do we work this out? And I think you've asked him the legitimate questions of, okay, how far away is his dad from where you are?
About 15 minutes.
Okay. So that's in a car or walking?
That's a car.
All right. So he's obviously too young to drive. So I would say to him, when is the actual event?
Friday.
Okay. I would say to him, why don't you come up with some suggestions? And the suggestions can be anything from, presumably you can call a cab. Does he have an allowance? Does he have any access to money?
He has access to money, yes. He did mention calling a cab as well.
Okay, good.
Already.
One is that he could arrange to spend the night and that you pick him up the next day,
right,
which you presumably would be willing to go along with. But I'd let him work this out, and good for you for not sort of doing your feathers in the eyebrows, saying, okay, you know, if that's the way you feel. All right, so let him, he's got till Friday, meaning 2 days from now, Friday?
Yeah,
okay.
Figure it out, right.
And I might go to him rather than, I mean, look, this isn't, what you're trying to do is teach him negotiation skills, which, again, is not your strong suit. So the two of you get to learn it together, and you can say that to him. You can say, look, let me tell you, this isn't my strong suit either, but you're doing a better job than I'm doing, in that you were careful about it, and you neither rolled over, played dead. You weren't sneaky about it. You were very clear about it. So let's figure out what makes most sense. And so I think it's perfectly okay to sit down with him and say, you know, I could just leave this to you, but let's talk about it together. Let's negotiate this, because you're doing a really good job, but I'm learning from it and you're learning from it. And that's going to make this whole thing something that will be not only not negative to either of you, but a wonderful starting point for both of you. You've really, he's launched himself into a positive adolescence, and he's going to bring you along with him.
Absolutely, and I'm absolutely blessed by that. I have no doubt in my mind. I guess my fear is now that if he's sitting in his room, well, that was easy. I'm going to continue to do that again.
Well, but don't do that. But don't do that, because I mean, it wasn't easy. That he had a stomach ache. It took him a long time to do it.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Again, this is don't put those feathers back in your eyebrow. This is how to negotiate, and what you could and you can even point out to him. You can say to him, "Look, I think you did a relatively good job. You're not very good at negotiation. I'm terrible at it. But let's talk about a way that this might have been easier for both of us." And you can do that. I would get the issue about the transportation on Friday taken care of first. But then I think you go back to him, go take a walk with him, and say, "Look, you did a great job. You did a much better job than if I could have done that. I don't even think I'd say if I could have done that with your father, we'd probably still be together, because that's, you know, He wishes that that was the case, and that's not the point. The point is that he's a better negotiator than you are, that he is a nice combination of his father's clarity about what he wants and your sensitivity about wanting to not, you know, offend people. And so he's better at it. He's going to be your guru in this about how to do it. But you can also point out to him, look, if you come to me and said, Mom, 7:30 is baby time. I'm going to feel embarrassed. I want to be there. I'm his son. I'm not a baby anymore. And let's talk about either that I can get a cab, or you tell me the latest you'd be willing to pick me up, or that you know, that I'll get a ride with a friend, or that I'll spend the night. And that might have been a better way of doing it rather than saying I'm going to do this no matter what, because that puts both of our hackles up. But get the other thing negotiated first. All right. Now let me tell you what I promised to tell you, which presumably your stomach has been hurting about since I said I was going to do it. At some point, your son is very likely to say to you, Mom, I want to go live with Dad for a while.
Okay.
And I think this may be the warning shot across your bow, which is not an unreasonable or unfair or anything else. It's not going to feel very good, but it's a perfectly legitimate thing for him to want to do. And so this is practice on a minor issue for the major issue, because you're going to have to do the same kinds of things. So, okay, under what circumstances, you know, how are we going to do visitation with me? And so this is the beginning. The two of you are going to learn. He's going to teach you how to be better at negotiation. And that's great. You're going to teach him how to be a little more sensitive about negotiation, which is going to be to his benefit. And the two of you are going to have a much easier adolescence with him than you would have had this not occurred.
Right. Definitely. So if there's no, you want to act like an 18-year-old, well, we'll start treating you like one. You can get a job, you can do this, you can do that.
Well, because he's not acting like an 18-year-old. He's acting like a 14-year-old who really wants to do something, and he feels that you're treating him like a 7-year-old. So there are better ways for him to do it, but he didn't do a bad job on it, and you get to help him.
He didn't.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling, because I sat there and he says, well, what are you thinking right now, Mom? I said, I'm really not sure how to respond. I said, you give him his job. I did. I told him, you know.
Well, good. And I think that you get complete credit for not sort of doing either your rollover and play dead routine, which is going to feel pretty terrible for you, or the, you know, I'm your mom, you'll do exactly as I say routine, which is not going to feel good either.
Right. No, so, it never works.
Yeah, good. So good on you.
Super. Well, thank you so very much.
All right, you're welcome. And so go and have a talk with him today, because he is going to figure that you're mad at him, and you're going to point out that you're not, that he's really done a nice job of this. Then you're going to talk, but get the transportation done first, then explain to him different ways he could have approached this. And you don't even have to talk about, you know, at some point you're going to want to go live with your dad, because that'll come up soon enough.
I
mean, but you're going to be prepared for it, so when it comes, you're not going to panic.
Right on.
Alrighty.
Good and ready. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. All right, 855-993-7569. For those of you who are just joining us and trying to figure out what I could possibly be talking about with feathers in your eyebrows, I just made it up, so you don't have to worry about, oh my goodness, how did I miss that show? Just using the metaphor of design, runway designers, having just seen two of them at the Tribeca stuff, of the fact that designers will present out their ideas, with the idea being they're trying to change your perspective and your expectations and your sense of what's going to look right. And they do it by exaggeration. They don't expect you to buy those clothes or to wear those clothes, but just they'll take an extreme position so that you can find the middle ground. And to a certain extent, all of us take extreme positions when we're going from one point of view to another, because finding that middle ground takes some practice and takes some sense of a perspective, for lack of a better term, and it's never more evident than when we're dealing with our kids. So the idea being that be aware that you've got feathers in your eyebrows. That was the metaphor I used for the fact that I think they actually didn't, there were a lot of feathers this year. I don't think they were actually in eyebrows. I wanted to make an extreme statement too. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-375-69. This is the 45th anniversary of World Day, and we were talking about it. One of my respondents was saying that she thought that we should stop killing animals. And I said, well, at least, and look, I don't eat meat, so it's not that I'm arguing with that. But I'm saying if you really want to talk about slaughter of animals in a completely stupid way, it's slaughtering of pets, of dogs and cats that are abandoned, which means all of us should be going to shelters to get our animals. And this seems like an appropriate kind of response to talk about. Did we put this up on Facebook, Manny? The puppy eyes with your dog say about evolution. There's a very cute picture of a puppy dog here that will sort of, the idea being that, if you look at your puppy dog's little, my mother does puppy dog, right? She turns her head to the side and looks at you. All right, the idea is that this is supposedly an oxytocin feedback loop. Oxytocin being famous for nursing moms and babies, that presumably improves the bonding capacity so that you could read cues more easily when you lock eyes. Scientists think that this is one of the evolutionary turns that drew modern domesticated dogs away from their wild wolf ancestors. So how come it didn't happen with elephants? I don't know. It's really hard to paper train an elephant, I guess. It's not the moral molecule that some people have said it is, but it's important. They said it has something to do with, as I mentioned, bonding between moms and babies. It causes virgin female mice to respond to the cries of unrelated young the way a mother would, suggesting that it makes us recognize stimuli that might otherwise be ignored. The virtue incarnate is more an all-purpose social molecule. It probably acts as a spotlight that draws our attention to social cues. We then react differently depending on our temperament or whether those social cues are positive or threatening. It turns out that dogs and humans may benefit from the chemical in a similar way. Dog owners and their dogs had a higher level of oxytocin in their urine after sustaining eye contact with each other. Wolves that were raised as pets didn't show the same boost when interacting with their owners. The study, which is interesting, that there are some people, there was a documentary about a woman in the West who, I think in Wyoming, who was trying to bring wolves back, because wolves have a PR problem, that they, the Wicked Witch, or that wolves are viewed as predators when they're really not particularly. They're very evolved animals. Exposure to oxytocin spray before interactions with humans led to more eye contact from dogs and higher oxytocin levels in the human gazing back at them. But this only was true for female dogs, and nobody knows exactly why. Dogs are known to respond to pointing in ways that wolves do not. Understanding the gesture is a cue from humans and following it accordingly. It could be that they've developed the ability to gain meaning, practical and emotional, from eye contact. For humans, that tells you why males don't and females do. We know that eye contact with males is aggressive. Making eye contact is a valuable social tool, one that promotes bonding between parent and child. Well, it depends on the sex of the parent and the sex of the child. Puppies are using this mechanism as a shortcut to our hearts. A little anthropomorphic there, but interesting notion. The origin of the function of oxytocin is breastfeeding and nurturing. However, we demonstrated that a non-reproductive relationship, a human and a dog, share the same positive loop. Who knew? This feedback loop explains the warm feelings humans have toward their dogs and the animal's ability to relieve stress. That's an interesting notion. Maybe we should all be taking oxytocin. Don't do it. I'm kidding. Some dog ancestors were able to interact with humans by way of eye gaze, something not many cross-species pairs can manage. And over time, we selected ones that were able to bond with us in this way. Well, certainly an animal that was going to make eye contact with you is not going to attack you, as opposed to eyeing your jugular or your kidney. Although there's a great story. I was trying to decide whether there's a new story out that says that dogs can actually detect prostatic cancer by smell, which explains why dogs are always sniffing your crotch, right? Manny said not to talk about that. So I won't.
I didn't say not to talk about that. You said
maybe I shouldn't.
That's
true. I put it on Manny.
Yeah, you said you probably shouldn't, and I just kind of concurred.
Yeah, so see,
don't put that all on.
You said not to talk about it, so I didn't. All right, and dogs cleverly and unknowingly utilize a natural system meant for bonding a parent and or his child. Humans also are unique in eye-gazing with other species, namely dogs, which suggests that both humans and dogs co-evolved during this process, and both of them can obtain the advantage of this bonding. Well, yeah, I mean, dogs presumably are good companions, they're good stress relievers. Presumably they were also good guardians, right? That a dog walking with you presumably would discourage other kinds of animals from attacking you, right? So you would feel safe. So, I mean, I think it's an incomplete study that uses a little more anthropomorphism than I would like, a little bit more assuming of taking animals and attributing human motivations to them. So, and we missed yesterday being National Chocolate Covered Cashew Day. How did we miss that? I don't know.
I don't know. You're the chocolate lover.
I know. Well, you can see my attention on chocolate isn't nearly as strong.
That doesn't apply to me because I'm allergic to cashews. So
that's right. I'll take all your chocolate covered cashews and just send them right along. There you go. All right. This was a story that seems somehow a good story for today because it's Earth Day. New battery imaging method may create a better future for renewable energy because you can store portable electronics to electric microgrids. Visualize and study the reactions in lithium-ion rechargeable batteries containing a new type of material called iron fluoride. It has the potential to triple the amount of energy a conventional lithium-ion battery can store. And they're saying that we don't actually know its real potential. Researchers weren't able to understand what was happening to iron fluoride during battery reaction since the battery components got in the way of the image. Now, though, a new technique has allowed scientists a better look, which may allow them to develop better batteries. See? Earth Day.
Yeah.
Working together to perform experiments with the transmission X-ray microscope, they collected chemical maps from actual coin cell batteries filled with iron fluoride during battery cycling in order to determine how well they performed. By examining the transformation, scientists have now determined what may cause a few of the problems in the batteries. It has caused them to not recharge very well. Iron fluoride battery materials don't discharge as much energy as they take in, reducing energy efficiency. So you can track the reactions with far more accuracy. So we may be able to have batteries that last a lot longer, which would be a very good thing, which seems like a completely good idea on Earth Day. Right? 855-99-37569 is part of your contribution to Earth Day. If you'd like to reduce stress on the planet, give me a call. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.